Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat to create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Aloha, hello. ¿Cómo está? Hello, everyone. It's great to connect with all of you here, getting in those languages as we are international in heart and soul. Always great to connect with everyone. So we have a great program today. I'm going to be diving into that in a minute. But beforehand, I want to connect with some of the emails that we've gotten from listener participants. And also, if you're listening for the first time, welcome. It's great to connect with all of you. You can log in to Blog Talk Radio or register with Blog Talk to get in the chat to be able to dialogue. But you're more than welcome to listen as a guest as well. It's all up to you. And if you'd like a reading or if you have something that you'd like to share, the number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And press 1 on the keypad. Also want to say a wonderful shout out and hello to everyone that's listening via Cosmic Dimensions and also iTunes Archive. Really appreciate the wonderful heartfelt feedback that some people have been leaving on iTunes. It really means a lot. It gives really that appreciation. So if you have a chance, leave your comments, leave your suggestions or how the show has helped you or what you've learned from the program. Be great to hear from all of you. Also on the Facebook page, which is Awakenings Radio, or you can get to it just by Googling Michelle Meshe, because the Awakenings Radio is also my page. To keep it kind of simple, so if you try to find me on Facebook, you will get to the Awakenings Radio page. Okay, so we had, Pat. We've had actually quite a few people, but I just got an email this morning, another email from one of the listeners, Pat, you know who you are, in regards to the music that I play. Usually before and after the show. I don't know how that's going to fit in now because we have amazing, well-produced intro and outro by Julia and Steve Decker, very talented musician and composer, Steve is, and then Julia is an amazing, voiceover talent, actress, model, and she's also a producer. She does conscious events, spiritually aligned events and projects, as on a video level as well as writing and then also public events. So they both were kind enough to create something for us, which for the Awakenings community, because I really consider this not just a show, a program. I don't think we're showing anything, but I feel that it's really we're a community. So welcome everyone that's coming in the Sacred Space of Empowerment. Good to connect with all of you. And hello, Little Light, Susan, Aloha, Apollo, Divine Mystic, who will be our awakened guest later. So we're going to be diving in a little bit to the soul rays, continuing with that, the path of the soul. And what is the role of astrology in this new paradigm? What does astrology mean? What are we all kind of doing here? I look at it as a map of the soul, but I want to get Gail's take on it, and her website's divinemystic.com. Okay, so jumping around a little bit here. So I'm going to give a list right now of some of the music. This is for going out for Pat and some of the other people that emailed quite a while ago. And I usually say it at the end of the program, but I know it's kind of quick, or if the music's over, it's hard to hear. But we also will be putting a partial list on the Awakenings Radio page as well. But we have one of our guests that was on, Marco May, I play that quite a bit, and you can find her music on iTunes or also on YouTube. And Arabica Feel Good Mix. We also play Liquid Mind music, who we've had on the program. Liquid Mind, we've had him on as well. Ascension by David Atwell is another goodie. Of course, Bliss by Yogini. Breathe by the Urban Myth Club. Kaolani Nash, a lot of her music. Can You Feel the Waters? Dispensation, of course, by Shekinah Rose. Shekinah. Eternal Love Healing Light by Kaolani Nash. Hans, 33 Bowls. Those of you that like the Tibetan healing bowls. Let's see, who else? A lot of Liquid Mind, Kaolani Nash. Monopoly, of course, one of our great listener participants as well. He's got some of his music. Per Marshall, some of the chanting, Humso, David Atwell again, Mystic. Let's see, River of Life was Marco May. Of course, we've got some music by Thunderbeat as well. I think that's a pretty good list there. Okay. Again, if you'd like a question, we see a lot of listeners on the switchboard lighten up, which is great. But if you do want to get on air, please press 1 on the keypad. And again, that number is 347-539-5122. And, yeah. So, hello, Pixie Jewel. Everybody getting in the chat here, the sacred space of empowerment. We get so many compliments on our chat room. Just how wonderful everybody is and how helpful and high energy and very loving and compassionate. So you all really hold, you know, you really anchor the light that's coming in. It's really reflected, I think, in the chat room as well. People can feel that energy. So speaking of energy, I really want to dive into the path of the soul. This is really my thing, and I'm so happy that more and more people are talking about this and waking up to this. And, of course, we will get to readings as well. And what the rays are and what you need to be looking out for in your life right now at this time. Because we're really moving away from acting, reacting, from a constructed ego level, if you will. It's really about a time to connect into your own personal truth. You know, what are you really about? The question isn't so much who are you, it's more how do you want to express that? Oh, let's see, how can I like the show? Okay, if you go to www.facebook.com/ my name, Michelle Mache, or just if you're in Facebook, just do a search on Awakenings Radio, and then you would like the show on the Awakenings Radio page, or iTunes. You can go in there, and I think you can give it so many stars. I think there's 5 stars, and you can click that as well. Let's see. And then also you can make it a favorite. That's another thing. You can make it a favorite on Blog Talk Radio. So there's a few ways to show the support. One would be by going to the Facebook page, Awakenings Radio Facebook page, also on iTunes, the archives there, and just putting the stars. And then what's the other thing? Yeah, liking BTR. There you go. So we got including the chat room. Okay, so again, for call-in, if you have a question or comment, 347-539-5122. So you want to start asking yourself right now, where are you naturally being drawn to? What is your, not where you think you should go or where you feel that you have to go or someone's telling you to go, but what is your natural inclination? You know, we all know that. You know, you can even see it with foods, which are kind of naturally going towards. But then we have things that are overriding, whether it's friends, family, you know, society, what's on the television, you know, what we're getting from the media. You want to be able to really tap into that right now, because what's happening is in this great soul shift that we are a part of, which is really downloading more of that spiritual energy, more of the pure, undiluted soul aspect of us. there really isn't a map for this. You know, you recall back when there was the map, you go to a certain school, you study certain things, you know, you go from elementary school, you go to middle school, you go to high school, you know, you study certain things, you prepare, maybe you do college prep classes, maybe you do certain extracurricular things, now you go to college, you study this, you're supposed to make more money or be more successful, maybe you're supposed to, you know, get married, have children, or get this kind of car, the insurance, all of that has been blown out of the water because it actually has nothing to do with the soul. It has nothing to do with our individual aspect, the individuated aspect that we all are, the all that is. And so you're going to see revolutionary things just being blown apart, blown out of the water because the soul is saying, this is just too constricting. That's what the soul is, our individuated aspect. Spirit is saying, I need to breathe. We need to update. So you're really not going to see a lot of formulas or maps, okay? The maps and will help you get to a certain point or a certain level. This is why I have my daily OM course, the Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. Great course, really go into this and helps you create your own map, use your own inner honing, your own inner GPS, attunes to you, to your own compass. If you think about it, a map is representing a third dimensional, fourth dimensional reality, but the root is mapped out, right? We say the root is mapped out. And this root is partially mapped out, but because it's so individual to each and every one of us, you need to move beyond a 3D reality. A compass brings in more than just what is on the earth plane, right? You can use it to chart the stars. When you're looking at a map, it's the road on the earth terrain, right? It's terrestrial. We need to connect into what's extraterrestrial, and that's literally and figuratively. Our extraterrestrial aspects of ourselves are extraterrestrial beyond the terrestrial plane, into the celestial, into the universal, into the galactic, into the other dimensional, which means you need to start connecting in to, I call it your own inner GPS, okay? You want to call it your inner compass, if you will. What it does signify is that you're moving out of the map of just of what you can see, taste, or touch, or feel. That map is not going to do you much good. And, you know, if come to think of it, anybody that in the old days we used to use MapQuest a lot, and I don't know how many times people would use MapQuest, and streets had changed and it hadn't been updated. Now, I'm not downing MapQuest. It still has its place. But also relying on the GPS system, even in your phone or in the car, because things can change, or maybe that satellite goes out. Maybe that 3G, 4G satellite, or you get into an area where there's what we call the dead zone. In fact, when I first got my GPS system in my car years ago, I was so excited because I normally call one of my brothers. He's great with directions, and I'm better just using my intuition because maps and me, I don't know, don't mix. So I'm like, great, great, great. This guy sold me the GPS. All is great. And I'm driving, and I've got to go to this event, and I'm getting off the road because there's traffic and getting back on, off the freeway and getting back on another road. And I realize, oh, my God, I don't remember which way to go. You know, I haven't been at this place in a long time. And all of a sudden I hear, you're going out of the something area. I look down and my GPS is blank. And I call my brother. My brother says, oh, yeah, because you're in a dead zone. And I'm like, great. So does the GPS work when you're in the middle of the desert? Does it work when you're in the dead zone? Not likely until we have enough cell sites, but even then. So what is the upshot of this? What do? You call a friend. You call someone that you trust. And sometimes that person, that's going to be an outer person. That's going to be, you know, one of your spiritual buddies, somebody that's on the same page as you. Sometimes somebody will be there you know, in the middle of your path when it seems bleak, somebody just shows up. Or sometimes it's going to be your inner self, your inner knowing. Sometimes it's going to be your guardian angel, your higher self. Sometimes it's going to be of the angelic realm, you know, whatever, wherever you're dancing with this. But sometimes you're going to have to take your eye off of the map that's been laid out for you or that you think that you're following. You're going to need to start tapping into your own inner GPS. And that's what's nudging you. You know, and I keep to hate plugging my course, but I get so many questions, you know, via either awakenings or emails or with my clients. And I'm like, oh, God, I cover that on my daily own course, 2012 Navigate the Shift. I cover that. One of the things that's so important in the new paradigm is to connect in with the subtle energy. The subtle energy is going to guide you where you need to go. Now, we can feel the subtle energy, we can sense it, but you can't necessarily see what's there and you can't see what's forming. So that brings into a certain level of trust, right? It brings in, we've got to trust our higher self, we've got to trust that we're being guided. And what does that subtle energy feel like? It's really the energy that you feel before you think. Here's an example, and everyone can do this. Little lights putting dead zone in spirit means you're on your way home. Not necessarily, because if you're on your way home, a lot of times you'll feel an energy kind of pulling you there, especially if you're crossing over, if you are dying. You will feel that pull. You'll feel yourself separating from the denser physical body. But think about two things that you want or you think you want. Let's say something that's in front of you. And for those of you listening, if you're driving, pull to the side of the road. If you're listening to Awakenings now, pull to the side of the road. But think about, I'm going to do it with two things in front of me right here on my desk. So you can do it with what's in front of you, or you can do it with two ideas that you have. Maybe there's more than two ideas. Maybe there's three, four, or five, and you can visualize that right now. Get the feeling of what you think it might be, because we want to get that out of the way. Because the subtle energy doesn't rule by emotion. It comes into the sensing, feeling. You're drawn to something. See which... Think about what it is, what your choices are. Take a breath. Breathe out. Just kind of relax into the center of your being. And then gently notice which one seems to become more prominent. Which choice? Where do you tend to be leaning towards? Where are you leaning towards? We've seen this sometimes, you know, I always go back, food. When you're about to order something, maybe at a restaurant, and you might even just glanced at the menu. Somehow you're looking at the menu and something kind of just caught your eye and you kind of go towards that. But then you keep looking. Now you're looking with your beta mind and you say, I think I'll have this. Or somebody else is ordering something and it sounds good. But your eye kind of goes back to that other thing, right? Well, how many times have we done this? You don't get that thing that you naturally were drawn towards. And what you got maybe was okay, maybe it was good. But that thing, that other thing that you kind of were nudged towards, the subtle energy was nudging you towards, is still on your mind somehow. It's still present. That's coming from that intuitive wisdom, the body wisdom. That's coming. Something in that choice has all the right elements. It's not just about the taste. There's something else there. And so then, of course, maybe you go back to that restaurant and you order that and you go, oh, my God, this is amazing. I knew I should have got this before. Okay, Little Light was saying, do you like to use pendulums to help with questions? Yeah, you can. Now, I want to preface this, that it's really important if you're doing pendulum use, aka applied kinesiology, muscle testing, even EFT, anything like that, which I'm trained in all of that and I can attest to this, if you are very strongly swayed in one direction or another, then that will throw off your reading. Okay, that it's very important when you're doing a reading, whether it's reading the subtle energy for yourself, where you're being directed or nudged to, whether you're reading for someone else, whether it's a tarot reading, doesn't matter, pendulum. That's why I said at the beginning you have to focus on what it is that you really want. That's why at the beginning of this subtle energy exercise I suggested that you envision or feel how you think you're going to feel by this choice that you really want. Because you've got to get that out of the way. You can't keep that, and I see a caller and I will pick up in a minute. You can't, because if you don't clear out what you think you want to have happen or what you're so for or what you're so against, you actually will filter or sway the readings. And I'm sure people have been to, psychics or practitioners where they realize, my God, that person was just projecting their stuff, or they think I should do this or I should do that. So you want to acknowledge that part of us. That's a part of us. You want to acknowledge that. This is why meditation also really helps. And get as much in a neutral position as you can, and then use the pendulum or whatever other divination tool that you're using. But I also strongly suggest that you learn to do this with your own body besides having the outer tools as well. Okay. Hello, 337-351. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
You been out there?
Hello. Welcome to the program. 337-351. You're on Awakenings.
Beer.
You're on air, but I think you've got your radio on. Okay, well, I'll check back again. 347-351, you're on Awakenings Radio. Okay, maybe they're just listening. Okay, and 559-930, you're on Awakenings.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Michelle? Do you have a... Yeah.
Hi, it's David.
David?
Hi.
Hi. Yes, David. Did you have a question or comment? Hi.
No, I just called to say hello and blessings. I love your show.
Oh, David, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Great. Great. You know, it's nice just to hear voices, too. You know, comments and feedback is great as well. That's great.
I just love your show, and keep shining your light.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I will. Thank you. Nice to hear the voice. Okay, so that call-in number 347-539-5122 is the call-in number, and press 1. So developing, again, going back to this, you want to get as clear as you can emotionally, so that you're getting a clearer read or a more genuine or real read. Because what you get intuitively, the reading that you get intuitively, it's going to have the I don't know how to say this, it's almost like cooking, what you put in that, all the seasonings coming together. We can't see this on an ego level. We can't know all the little nuances. We can't know that. You have to. This is why we rely on the intuition. Now, remember something else I want to touch on, and real quick, I don't know if these other people want to get on air that are coming. Let's see, 347-539-5122. I see a couple of callers. I will get to you in a minute here. One of the things I also want to share is remember your physical body. Everybody touch your arm, pinch your hand. But just touch your arm, your legs. Touch your chest. Okay, this denser part of you, the denser physical aspect of you, the form of you, is about a quarter. Please hear me out on this. It's about a quarter of who you are, okay? So you are a multidimensional, multifaceted being. You know, that subtle energy that you're feeling and that's guiding you is you. So this part of you, the part of you, the rational, surface mind part of you, can only do so much. so remember when you're doing something in your life, when you're putting something forth or you're creating something, you're wanting to draw in or you're wanting to manifest something, or even you're doing your to-dos, remember you're doing as much as you can, and then you're going to hand it or let the space be there for the higher aspect. And I don't mean necessarily better, it's just, you know, more expanded aspect of you to complete what needs to be done. So sometimes we think we have to, on an ego level, we have to do it all. We have to keep pushing and trying and pushing and trying. Your higher self knows what you want to do. A lot of your inspiration, your divine information and inspiration is coming from your God aspect, your God center. It's coming from God. It's coming from that part of you. So you know what you need and want to do. You don't have to keep reminding yourself, I have to do this, I want to do this. It's being set up. You'll push it away if you keep overdoing. So you want to take a break and do something else and let the space be there to draw it in. Because you've done as much as you can, okay? If you keep doing, you will literally push it and push it more away. And also it communicates to the universe, to the God aspect, oh, they're still in the doing mode. I don't need to bring it. They're not in the receiving mode yet. So you have to take a space, a break, and do something else to receive. If you keep pushing and you're not getting anywhere, that's your key, your clue, and the cue to you that you're too much in the doing phase. You need to pull back energetically and actually and literally. You need to do something else. You need to just allow it to be so that you can then draw it into you. Okay. Hello, 847-231. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Michelle. Hi. Hi, Bonnie.
Connect with you.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to talk with you. I want to tell you, first of all, that I have so enjoyed your course.
Oh, good. Oh, my God, I'm excited. Okay. That's great. Tell me.
Well, I tell you, there have just been things that I've struggled with, and it was almost effortless just to kind of allow things to come up and complete feeling them, you know, just let them tell me what they had to say. So that was so exciting.
Oh, that is great to hear. And so you're finding that you're now receiving the info. You're getting,
yeah.
You're being told, basically. Good. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it. That, you know, so, that's, Bonnie, one of the, I think, the biggest shifts, which if you think about it, everyone, it's huge. I think that's one of the major foundational cornerstones for the new paradigm, for the way that we're to be, is just what you said, letting it come to you, letting yourself receive the information. You know, I thought of it yesterday, that we're all kind of been like wind-up dolls, or, you know, like the Ever-Ready, you know, your wind-up toy, the little bunny keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge shift to be able to receive that insight, that information from your higher self, your higher awareness. I think that's huge. It will be life transforming.
I agree, and to not fight it was a big deal for me. I don't know if anyone else has ever found that to be true.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, just the fighting it, and no, I don't feel this. You know, no, that's not okay. It's like, it was okay, it's a feeling. That's all it is. It's a feeling. It's information.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it. And you know what's interesting? Because we have a lot of feelings that we will go through, a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions. And, of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's all processing. It's like putting stuff in the blender. It doesn't mean that it's going to stay like that. But we have to allow the process and the revealing. So that's huge. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a question?
Well, I do. I was just wondering if you had any insight as to whether I've been doing things a little bit differently. I just was wondering if you had some insight as to whether this is a good path for me at this time.
Okay. Well, one thing I do feel with you a lot, definitely opening up on a, now this is interesting, intuitive level, psychic intuitive level. And I somehow feel you're going to be using that. Now, that could be making choices. Now, are you thinking of doing some kind of, I don't know if it's corporate work or consulting of some sort, but on a more business level?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Excellent. Yeah, that's what it's showing. You're actually, I feel down the road, now I don't know what you'll call it, but I do feel you're somehow going to be integrating. This is, wow, this is what the guys are saying. They're chuckling at you too, Vi. They're like, oh, she got it. She got it. You had to go through this and learn this to be able to relay that to other people. So somehow you are going to be integrating this on a corporate business level.
Super awesome, because I just started a class. I'm learning how to use my computer and kind of figure things out. I'm a very late bloomer, but that's okay. So,
all the time, you know what's interesting is that whatever happens, even though it seems late, it's fitting in with the overall template of where we're going. I'll give you an example. I was reading yesterday for a model who was doing really well, and then they're getting married, and they're like, oh, well, now I think they're in the 40s or something, that, oh, I'm going to be out of it now. And I said, no, but actually they're booking a lot more people 40, 50, 60s on. You know, the 60 is the new 40. So sometimes what happens is we're held back a bit, Bonnie, so because the society and the, it has to catch up. The norms and mores, there has to be a shift. And so sometimes we have, and we're going through our own learnings and process and trainings, and then you'll find, wow, because the packaging, remember, it's also about how we look on the outside. So if things are going a certain direction, it may be, you're more believable now at this stage, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's part of, I feel, for you, what's happening. But, yes, you're definitely on the right path with this whole consulting and the corporate, going into the corporations. And, yeah, you're totally on the right path.
Super cool. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Bonnie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you
so
much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Blessings to you. Oh, I loved hearing that. Thank you, Bonnie, for that shout out on my daily own course too, and appreciation. I love it. As you can tell, I get excited. Okay, hello, 918-619. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Well, good afternoon.
Hello. And to
can
whom
you hear
am
me?
I speaking with? I can. What's
Hi.
Your first name?
Angela.
Hi, Angela. Did you have a question or a comment?
I just have questions about career, and it's just open to what you have to say.
Okay. And what do you want to know about your career?
Is it going to come back to life? I'm just, goodness.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Angela, I'm a career. Okay, the first thing I get is a lot of tight energy. Now, also something with relationship or partnership, that's actually reading more strongly. Is that on your mind as well?
A partnership in a business, is that what you're talking about? Or romance?
Yeah, that would be good. Well, both. Here's the thing. What I feel is there's something new. With your career, I feel you're wanting to go back to something in the same old way, or wanting it to come back, and there is a change to how you work. Let me ask you: did you travel a lot, little short trips before in your career?
I've done. I've been asked to go to different places. I haven't always had the money
don't really
to
want
do those
it.
Trips. Well, I don't want to go to Africa. I don't want to go to Africa.
Oh.
I mean, which I had an opportunity a few months ago, and I honestly didn't have the money for it.
Okay, but I see shorter trips. I feel like there's something coming up where you're going to be doing travel. Did you travel before in your work? like a few years back?
Not so much. I did a lot of radio. I did a lot of things like that. So if you want to think of my voice traveling, yes, that's true.
No, I want to say more events. And maybe that's something that you need to look at.
Oh, that was the mid-90s. That was the mid-90s.
Oh, that's okay, that's what I see. So what was going on there? There's something there that you need to pick up back with to get yourself out there again and promote yourself.
Well, I worked as a sidekick back then. I did major market radio. I went around to the different seminars, psychic fairs, whatever they labeled them in whichever state I went to.
Okay.
And I'm a writer by trade now. You know, I work with vaccines and...
Okay, but there's something about you getting back out there, and I'm seeing more of these events, like what you did in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You're needing a you're needing a bit of a revival and reconnecting. I almost feel like you've been out of the loop for a bit, or you've been in it differently.
Yeah.
So it's going okay. So it's going back to that. Which I feel once you get in the swing of it again, I feel will be great for you, that you'll actually, you know, enjoy again. The beginning part, maybe not so much. Maybe you're saying, oh, I already did that. I don't want to do that. But that's what I'm seeing with that. That definitely, you're having to alter your approach. And what I am hearing is to even go reconnecting with some of those people that you knew back then. You know, that either you did, you know, talks with or workshops or got you those bookings, but to reconnect again. Now, you say writer, but I'm getting a lot with you with the, you feel to be very dynamic with the, you've got to get, it's almost like get in front of the spectacles, take those glasses off. I feel like you need to be around people. Is that making sense to you?
I've been very isolated the last about 5 years.
Why.
I've been extremely isolated.
That's why.
Everything happens in my home, my writing. I even teach my two daughters. School happens at home. Everything happens at home. And it's been a big shift from when I used to travel around quite a bit to this. And I like this. I do like it, you know, but, you know, I want to get something back for me again, if that makes any sense at all.
It's no, it does. But see, I feel that's why I'm saying you need to get that isolation. It's like come around to the front of the screen. It's almost like I think it was what I'm getting from the guys is it was appropriate, obviously, that what you were doing. But it is about you getting back in front of the people, and I feel events with
is
you.
It
political? I feel near you. It's interesting, you know, with the caller before with the corporate. I feel like you're going to be addressing a different group this time. It might be a little more mainstream. But I do still feel that it is conferences, events. There could even be, you know, corporate talks is what I'm hearing. You really are a seminarist. You really are a speaker. I feel anything else, you know, books or CDs or courses or what have you, you know, any online.
The books are a venue. The books are a way to get to the people. I've been invited to speak to the United Methodist Women nationally, internationally. I've been invited to speak to United Nations. I turned that down because I didn't have the money to fly to Africa. I just didn't have the money.
No, I feel right now for you, it's starting locally. I see small trips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there might be plane, but I'm definitely seeing cars, and it is the speaking, and you're right, and then the book is kind of there for, you know, backup kind of thing, to leave them with something. But that's definitely the direction that you are to go in, and I feel it's. The two words I keep hearing are integration and empowerment. That feels very strong with you. But it is similar to what the 90s, that event, the conferences, and the little traveling here and there, back and forth. Okay.
Well, that gives me some things to think about and process.
Great. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, thank you as well. Great energy, and I look forward to seeing you.
That's a wonderful show
more.
You have.
Thank you.
Well,
Angela.
I guess I should.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Yes, it's time. It's time for you to come out of the screen and get in the front. Okay. Blessings to you. Wonderful. Okay, so I want to begin. If you do have a question or a comment, please press 1 on the keypad to be heard. I am hearing and feeling, you know, there is a lot of, you know, individual waking up, tapping to our next level. You ever go to the theater or something and you wait until the usher comes and gets you and to seat you, right? Because they don't want a whole, you know, crowd of people and just, you know, especially if you're late, you know, or the curtain, you know, is up already. So everyone listen to where are you getting tapped? Where do you feel yourself getting tapped? Really follow those openings and, you know, and connect with others, you know, like-minded individuals. That's going to build up the energy for you. So I said I wanted to tap back into, speaking of tapping, back into the rays. And we talked last, and I'm going to continue this, through the rest of February and March as well. If you find yourself in a leadership position right now, that you find yourself, ask not only where you're being guided, but what keeps showing up for me. So if you're leading, notice what you're drawn to. What are you following? Okay, if you find yourself following, let's say with this caller, a lot to do with empowerment or empowering others, or maybe integrating body-mind or integrating spirit, or maybe you find yourself interested in fitness and following fitness, or maybe it's needs of new mothers, maybe new fathers, or mothers going back to work after raising children, fathers going back to work after raising children. That's going to tell you where your next leadership position is. The new paradigm, your leadership positions will come from what you're naturally interested in and what you're naturally focused in and what you're naturally doing. Okay, so the old paradigm, the leadership might have been something you knew about or wrote about, but it may not have been what your hobbies were or what your interests were. You might be just, maybe they were at one point, but maybe you grew out of that, but you still kept that, let's say, as a quote-unquote job. In the new paradigm, your leadership position needs to come from what is authentically, naturally you, what you're naturally interested in. This way that you can relay information that is authentic. What happens is authentic information has more juice. Okay? When people are really impassioned about something, you're going to be imparting more psychic spiritual energy. If we're not that interested in it, I'm letting this download. Thank you, guides and oversouls. If you're not that into it, now I'm not saying you have to totally be into everything and drop everything, but there's a bridging process that's taking place. But begin to lead where you're naturally drawn and where you naturally want to share. Let that be what carries you, because that leading is going to have, like I said, a lot of juice, a lot of psychic, spiritual energy. So that's the first ray. That's activating the first ray. So if you're coming in on that first ray, because the first ray people are also building that structure. Those are for people that initiate undertakings. This is the area of founding and funding a corporation, a business, an institution. So look for things that don't just seem cool or seem interesting, or oh, that's the next wave and I can make a lot of money. Because that's the old paradigm. I saw something wonderful by Seth Godin, his blog. I really like it. You know, there's a few thinkers that I really like that may not be particularly metaphysical in nature, but they have a metaphysical thread or spiritual thread, an awareness thread through them. He's definitely one of them. Kurzak I'm thinking of. There's a few of them, and even of a political nature. But he says, you know, a lot of people are looking for that next big thing, and especially in the internet, and there really is not a next big thing. There's a lot of little things that may lead to a big thing, you know, because as people are living more of the soul path, you know, in a way some people say from a marketing or business standpoint, the market is getting saturated. And it is, but it's meant to be. It's going to be because more people are going to be doing their own thing, doing their own business, self-publishing, doing talks, doing radio programs, you know, blog talk, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it's you've got to go for what it is that you really want to do and feel impassioned about, and not what you think is going to bring in the big bucks or going to be that big next thing. Again, if you're going with what you really are interested in, you're connecting in also to that subtle energy, more of that subtle energy. So if you know that you're coming from the first ray, what you want to do is follow what your true interests are. The second, now let's see, Divine Mystic, waiting for you. I don't know when you're calling in, but I don't see you on air yet. But if our awakened guest, if you call in, I'll pick up. Okay, the second ray I want to touch on as well is that Love Wisdom Ray. And the Love Wisdom Ray, I think it's just on the Tree of Life, it's the third and fourth. Chakma is one of them. It's the wisdom qualities, Binan Chakma, that brings understanding, that brings awareness. And it's also strength through perseverance. These are the people that really, these are the teachers and the healers, the philosophers. They're using that magnetic energy to draw you in the love. They use the love vibration to uplift people, to bring truth, to bring wisdom, to teach, to heal. And you're to look and see not where you think you want to go, but who is being brought to you. Who are you drawing in? Because you want to work more. Teachers and healers right now need to work more with the magnetic energy, not who you think you need to work with, you want to work with, but who is spirit sending you? Who is being drawn to you? What are the situations? What are the people? The qualities of the people, the qualities, the energies of the situation, and the qualities and energy of the people. Who is being drawn to you? Who are you drawing in? Another way of saying is, who is spirit sending to you? That's your mission. Those are the people, whoever sent to you, that you're to honor, that you're to lovingly work with in gratitude and appreciation. So if you're coming in on the second ray, the love wisdom, you also want to tune into appreciation and gratitude, because that brings in more of that psycho-spiritual energy. So questions or comments about the rays, you can email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com. And then, of course, also we'll touch in through the next few weeks and dive into this, because this is also going to really open. The other thing on my daily OM course, the Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift, if you also combine it with your modes of energy. So if you understand the mode of energy that you come in with, the type of energy, the energetic pattern, if you bring that in, it will also give you a great understanding of the ray that you're coming in, because the ray is showing the area in life that you're meant to focus on. Great. We have a great, great, great guest today that I'm so excited, because I so enjoy her take on astrology and her insight and information that she downloads. We have with us today Gail Powell, also known as Divine Mystic, and you can catch her at divinemystic.com. She is a transformational astrologer as well as a jewelry designer. She also does transformational jewelry as well. Welcome to the program, Gail.
Hi, Michelle. I'm so happy to be
Hi.
Here today.
Thank you for showing up. This is great. I love it.
Well, it always worked out how it was, you know, and as I was listening to you, because I don't always get to do that beforehand, I was hearing things and then you were saying them. It was blowing me away. Because as I was looking at the chart for today and what's going on to tune in, I'm hearing these things and the next thing I know you're saying them. It was like wild.
That happens a lot with us, though.
I know, because we really are having to move away from reacting and acting to the situations like we have before now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you started the show out with.
Exactly. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you from kind of a mystical, astrological point of view, because I just from knowing you, we've had some talks off air, and we can share this even with our listening audience, is that you yourself said you at one point saw a transformation in astrology, that it was transforming, and that it also astrology would be more prevalent and important in the new age, of the new paradigm, if you will. Can you touch on that a bit? How is astrology changing, or maybe the use of it, or is it, you know, what is that about, or is it more people knowing about it? And then also, what is the role of astrology in this new paradigm?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. There's many things happening here on many levels, but, you know, astrology got such a bad rap for such a long time with the male superiority society, and so all of the feminine tools were really downplayed a lot, and that energy is starting to shift with this new paradigm where we're coming back more to the feminine, and astrology is definitely on the feminine, because you're dealing, you know, with the stars, what's going on in the heavens, and it's all about intuiting and really knowing how to read that energy of and how to apply it, and it can really be applied to almost any subject, but it really has lost its credence, but it's getting it back now with this new shift. People are really seeing. I saw an article that I posted on my Facebook page today where Forbes is actually giving financial astrologers a credence because of how well they're doing.
Wow.
You've never seen that
before.
That was just in Forbes yesterday.
Wow, okay. So more of the credence, more credit, more validation. Is what I'm hearing from. And why do you think that's happening?
I think that it's kind of like that hundredth monkey, that people are starting to really realize that we've been locked out of a lot of things that really aren't what they were perceived to be to us or taught to us that they were. And people are starting to see through a lot of, with Pluto in Capricorn, squaring Uranus in Aries, we're really having to get back to being our own individual and using our own mind and really what is working for us and not what we've been taught as a group consciousness to believe. This is all shifting.
Oh, I
it's
love that. Yes.
On so many levels. It's not really just one thing. And with Neptune going into Pisces, it's like, you can't help but now connect to the greater expanded version of life. And that's why there's so much weirdness, because people, right now there are five planets in Pisces in a stellium, and people, this is weirdness that people just don't know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used to doing what you said in the earlier part of the show, where you ask yourself, what choice do I make? And you tune in to your spiritual higher self and ask that question, and you wait to see what guidance you're given. This is what the new paradigm is all about.
Yeah.
It's not about calling up, you know, your local shop and saying, give me guidance, or your pastor or whatever.
Yeah, you've got to get it yourself. Now, that's interesting. So you say the, and by the way, if people do have, you know, any questions in alignment of what we're now discussing, the numbers 347-539-5122. I do see a few people with one pressed on the keypad signaling get on air, and we will get to your questions and comments. Now, Gail, so you mentioned that Neptune in Pisces, and I just did a little write-up on Facebook. I was I guess I was feeling that energy, what you were saying.
Oh, this is huge.
What
you know, I was really wondering why, because it's just so prevalent right now, and Mars retrograde is opposing all this Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we got a good question from Marley K., which is so, It's so an appropriate question for the Neptune Pisces.
You can handle that one.
No, I know you too. How do you distinguish between intuition and fantasy? Because Neptune and Pisces rules both, you know.
It does. It's the higher and lower expression of it.
Yeah. You know, I had a teacher years ago that said, if it's all, how did they put it? If it's all fantasy, you know, or all imagination, you might as well pick a good one.
make it a good one. Oh, God. Might
exactly.
go for the gusto to still mess around with a little stuff.
Exactly. I think, my point of view, the filtering, that's tools, 5-step emotional clearing process, get emotionally clear, wait, because sometimes filtering, it can clutter or cloud your intuitive hit, your intuition. Gail, you got some thoughts on that? Because that is a biggie for a lot of people. There's, you know, is it my intuition or is it fantasy? And now I would imagine with, you know, Neptune and Pisces, and for the long chunk of time, this is going to come up for a lot of people.
Well, here's the thing that I can just speak from my own experience in this. As you start to learn to trust your own intuition, it's really, really scary because of this very thing. But at the same time, there's a real clearness that comes when it's your own intuition because it's just a knowing that you have. And you really just feel like centered and right within yourself. Yes, you're scared to say it or speak it, but you really just know that there's a knowing that it's right. It just comes in. And it's like another voice that talks to you that's different from your own voice. And the fantasy, from what I can see, is like when you're not emotionally cleared, when you're not thinking straight and you do not have emotional clarity, you are not going to be able to receive the intuition as clearly as you need to. You only might get bits and pieces of it, and then the ego can come in and do its thing. So it's really about this emotional clearing, watching for any triggering, and really watching for how it feels within the body itself, like you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How does it resonate within you?
Mm-hmm. And I hear with this, too, is kind of to wait and see how it unfolds also. Maybe not push until, you know, there's more, revealed.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Ask for signs and symbols to really back it up when you're just learning to trust.
And what does this Neptune and Pisces mean for us all now, I would say individually and as a collective?
The barriers are down. There's
no
barriers
okay.
anymore. There's no boundaries between us and our spiritual self and that of everybody else, and to see that we're all connected and we feel what other people feel like we've never done this before. And you can walk into a room and people that have never felt other people are going to start feeling them, and they're not going to know what the heck to think, and they're not going to know if it's them or what's going on. Now, those of us that have dealt with that all our lives, it's pretty normal, so we got it. But the ones that haven't dealt with this before, because this is universal energy now, and it really is about switching back to the feminine energy.
Yeah, I kind of realized that yesterday as I was writing, and I thought, oh, my God, it is. The Pisces, well, both Neptune and Pisces are feminine sign, a feminine sign and planet. So what does that mean for us that, is you're saying, getting back to that feminine?
We really have to dive deep within the ocean of our gifts and claim them now. And we have to go into the shadow issues. And we have to not be afraid of the monsters in the deep, and because they're not even, they might not even be real. And if they are, let's deal with them when they come. But in order to get our gifts, we have to dive into this ocean.
Mm-hmm. And that's huge, because it's also the emotional body, is there, right? I mean, that's...
It is dealing, if we're not doing emotional clearing. And that's what's so huge right now, because the first thing I heard when I heard I was going to do the show today was, we are really jumping these last few hurdles of this particular race.
Oh,
and
ooh,
they're
okay.
huge until we shift into this new paradigm completely. We are really like We're exhausted. We don't know how much more we can do, but we have to keep on keeping on. And now we can't be doing it from the masculine Mars, Martian energy of it. Now we've got to pull the prana in from inside in this ocean.
Okay, now that's interesting. Explain that a little bit more. Okay, so we're not using the Mars energy, I guess, to as predominant energy. It's now you're saying it's more this Pisces, Neptunian.
We have to feel this direction. We have to not be afraid to go down into the dark, into the murky shadows that we can't see, because there's that oyster and that pearl down there we have to get. And we have to have the faith that it's there, and we have to keep on diving till we grab it. Because once we get within a certain distance, it's going to show itself, and all the rewards are there. We can't give up now.
Yeah.
And it has to come from within. This energy has to come from the spiritual connection that we have with our own God source. And we can't get it outside of us anymore. And Mars is all about getting it from outside. And forcing the issue and pushing the thing. And that all comes in time, but this timing right now with Mars retrograde and it opposing all this Pisces stuff, it's really time to rework, rethink, redo all the ways that we've been before that we see are not working for us now. And we have to rethink it because it's in Virgo, so we have to take mental steps to literally change the way we think, to be able to continue to not be afraid of the shadows and our fears and the dragons and face them.
So tell me a little bit about, the rethinking. How can people use this as a tool now at this time, that aspect?
This energy is going to be retrograde until April, 14th. And so between this, Mars is still retrograde until April 14th. We're just kind of in the middle of it. It has been a long time. And it really is about us getting our heads screwed on straight so we can take the right actions that are going to be necessary to take us on the path that fill our soul.
Okay.
And
so
if
there
we
is
don't
action,
have mental clarity,
think,
yes,
yeah.
If we don't have mental clarity, we're not going to be able to trust, okay, now you got to turn right, and we wanted to go straight. No, now you got to turn left. And if we're not listening to this voice, we're going to miss it.
I like that, what you're saying, and the mental clarity.
So Mars is giving us a chance to repair our thinking so we can take the right action steps.
Okay. Good point. Repairing our thinking. Okay. Interesting. So this is a time to repair, redo, make better, if you will, our thinking process.
Absolutely.
Right
now, that Virgo, the ruler of that planet is in Pisces. So therein comes the craziness, because Virgo wants details. It wants facts. And now its ruler's in Pisces, which is all about being in the ocean and not seeing anything clearly and no facts for sure. You have to trust what you feel. You have to trust and see that what you're feeling is not being deceptive, it's not an illusion, but it is pure source from God. We are having to learn the fine line of what is God's source and what is ego's source right now.
Interesting. So, gosh, in a way, it is a whole retraining in a way.
It is absolutely. And these hurdles that we're jumping now are longer and taller. And we're looking at them and we're freaking out. But we can do this. Because
building
spiritual legs to walk as giants is going to help the rest of the people out there bridge this. This is huge right now. And whatever we do, we have got to be engulfing ourselves with compassion and love and light from God. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is to you. And I just use that word because so many Western people identify with that.
Yeah, let's see. The one thing I want to say also is that, that's interesting what you're saying. I love what you're saying. Some people are saying in the chat, but how do you discern, especially if they're Pisces, they've gotten caught up in fantasy before. So how, with this Neptune in Pisces and the fantasy being up and all the spiritual energy, how can they, you know, not get caught up in it?
They have to look at the fear that they're feeling, first of all, and just face that and see what it is all about and see where the fantasy came before, see what caused it, see what's at the core of it, and see if they've moved beyond it. But we can't stop still retraining ourselves to do this differently.
Mm-hmm. I love what you're saying about the retraining.
It is completely retraining.
That.
And I have to say, in my own personal life, I'm doing this every day. And I'm seeing, and it's like the ante's been upped. Because it's like these last hurdles or this last bits of clearing, emotional clearing that we're clearing out so that we can really be all that we came here to be is just really intense right now because we have such intensity in our energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like raised to a whole new level.
And I'm wondering also, Gail, if the... if that Pisces energy, the Neptune, it rules the veils. I'm wondering if that also ruling the astral plane.
Oh my gosh, this is absolutely happening because supposedly this Nubia Nibiru planet coming back in our orbit only comes around every 3,600 years, and here comes Neptune and Pisces, and here comes this planet. And it goes completely
Nibiru,
opposite.
Nibiru. Is it conjuncting? Now, tell us about this Nibiru.
I'm just starting to learn about it myself. But all of the other planets go around the sun in the same direction. This planet goes opposite.
Opposite,
and in its orbit, it goes out further than our furthest outer planets. And you don't even know it's there. They're just starting to realize it's even there. But the ancients told us about it. There's a lot going on right now that's really the veils are coming up. And the consciousness is absolutely shifting. We are coming into this, you know, when you get into the Kaya Yugas.
Yeah.
This is all happening. Whether you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting. This morning when I was tuning in for the show, I was thinking, it's the new age, but it really is the old age. It really is this ancient information, and even on a DNA level, we have it within us. It's just it's been expunged in a way from our existence, out of our mainstream books, out of the mainstream consciousness, and it really
we haven't been told. And now I'm reading about children that were born with AIDS, and after having it for a few years, they went from, CODONS, to 24, and they're not even human, and they're immune to all diseases. And this is widespread. They don't even know how they're doing this. And they no longer have AIDS, and they no longer get sick.
There's
just going on that, and because children aren't told that their bodies can't do this, it's just so interesting because we've just been kept in the dark for so long about the truth of who we are, the truth of the fourth and fifth dimensions, and you know it's just opening. These veils are opening. This connection that we have to the Giza, you know, plateau area, everything is just so amazing right now.
It's pretty, it's a really powerful, you know, time. And I really feel also, I want to get your take on it. People really need to start connecting into their galactic roots, the extraterrestrial, the other terrestrial, the non Earth, embracing the Earth, you know, Mother Earth, embracing that part of our nature, but also the part that we can't see, feel, and touch. You know? Gail, did I lose you? Hello? Gail?
Sorry, I lost you there. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about all that. I lost you for a second. All kinds of weird stuff was happening. Sorry. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
Yeah, something started going off outside, and I had to go shut the door, and my earpiece came off. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. What I was saying was it seems that we have to really get in touch with, you know, really the combining of heaven and earth, you know, it really that the galactic, the extraterrestrial, the earth, the terrestrial, the more of the fullness of our being, you know, it's almost like we've been, you know, and I say we, I really mean more on the mainstream level or what's been allowed us to just kind of fire on half cylinders, you know.
Well, I do find it really amazing when you do really realize how that 100th monkey works and how many of us for how long have been really working to shift our own selves and to bridge this gap between being almost like this slave victim mentality and being downtrodden to really realizing who we are.
Mm-hmm. And living more in that fullness, I would imagine.
Right, and then starting to see on every level now how our governments, you know, kept things from us. And now on the worldwide, and then on and on and on, and all the things that we haven't been told, and all of it's starting to come out now.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see the role, the astrology playing more in the mainstream?
Astrology just really, it mirrors to you what's going on. And so I think it helps people have an understanding of really what's being asked of them, what this, and whenever I do readings, by the time I'm done, the person's so relieved, they're like, oh my God, I'm so happy to know I'm, you know, what I'm feeling is good and what I'm supposed to be doing, but it's so far removed from what they were taught.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people have talked, I guess, about this whole year, but what do you feel is critical, especially, I would say, with the next, you know, month or so? You're saying this repairing. I love this, the repairing, the redoing our thinking process. I think that's a good tool for our listeners, for all of us right now, is you're saying with that retrograde is really looking at how we're thinking. Is it faulty? If I'm hearing you right, is it like look to see if we have faulty thinking in a way?
It's looking to see where the reasoning is faulty. It's looking to see where the patterning is faulty that's been handed to you, what's not working to you, how do you switch it up, what's the truth of who you are really, what is really mm-hmm. drawing to you that you really love and need to do, what is your path and your soul's destiny right now. But really seeing where you're triggered emotionally is the most important work any of us can be doing right now, and repairing that thinking and that patterning is so strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, when you were talking about like that planet Nibiru as well, it sounds like, and you said with the Pisces, it seems to me to come together, this Neptune and Pisces, which is the veils, the astral plane, it dissolving. You're saying things really dissolving and becoming more as they really are. Every planet has a certain energy, a certain frequency, and it seems that our on this planet we're being allowed, our beingness is allowed to extend or expand more. So would you say, Gail, that somehow these were being more affected maybe planetarily maybe than even before?
I really think that we are all interconnected right now just so strongly. I don't know if it's any different than ever before, because I know the ancient ones just lived, and, you know, this is what they followed. This is what, you know, all the doctors, everybody did this. Because it's mm-hmm. like if you go to a psychologist can only deal with what you tell him, and you can only tell mm-hmm. him what you're conscious of. So unless mm-hmm. you are psychic, a psychic psychologist, or an astrologer, or you have astrology tools, you can look at the chart and you can see what's really at the core of that person's wounding, which you can't do without tools like that.
Yeah. Oh, Gail, Marley Kay put in the chat, I love it. She said, I also hear it as R-E, then pair, P-A-I-R, and I so agree. Oh, my God, I love that. Because we are repairing.
And repatterning.
Well, not
you're
just people,
right.
But patterns, yeah. And, you know, repairing thoughts to emotions, to feelings, repairing, mixing up the how we pair things or put things together quite literally.
Well, it is interesting because on this particular planet, you know, we have one sun and one moon, and we really do work in pairs. And we work with the light and the dark, you know, and so there are these dualities. But there's also, what I'm finding is there's also a trinity, because with the light and the dark, you have a middle of shadows.
Yes, yes.
You know,
which that is the realm of Neptune, is the shadows, right?
Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we really have to face our fears right now.
Yes.
We can't run from them anymore. Are they just getting bigger and worse?
Mm-hmm.
And they're breathing more fire?
I'm just putting in the chat, the light is someone else's shadow. You know, we've come to look at the shadow as something bad or wrong, and we really have to they're both the same. They're just different reflections of the same thing, you know.
It is the same energy. If you've taught me nothing else with that through your meditation that we do, you know, yes, it is absolutely the same energy, and we do have to come back to the middle of it all. But the one thing that you have to realize is if you don't want people to think for themselves and you don't want them to know how talented and good they are, you keep them afraid of dealing with what sets them free. And this is all what's shifting and changing too. People are realizing, hey, they told me not to acknowledge that I'm angry, not to say that I have these feelings, but I really do have these feelings. And what do I do with them?
Yeah.
This is all
I know. I really, Gail, I so want that information to be, but I can't tell you, just saying it makes my head almost want to explode. There's so much limiting information, you know, and I know a lot of people follow them, and it sells a lot of books because, let's face it, people basically want to be told, for the most part, it's something weird in human nature this way, especially new people. I want to say probably, you know, in the Industrial Revolution, probably those people that grew up in the Depression, you know, their thing was they knew this is my lot or work hard or whatever. Maybe they had too much of that type of limitation. But there's so much out there of just think this and it'll happen. You know, it's so simplistic, but it's such a trap, like you're saying.
Yeah,
you know,
it just
or don't feel
resonate.
This. Yeah, or don't feel this way, or to manifest you have to be happy. And that is so, believe me, earlier in my path, I mean, there was times where I was so not happy, and so, and I manifested amazing things in life, whether it was trips, traveling, money, whatever, the best of the best. And it was all because it was a soul, had nothing to do with my ego, because I wasn't even putting anything out there.
Right.
But that, do you think that will be shifted by what you see astrologically, the aspects that we're coming into? Do you feel at some point that people will, what Alice Bailey calls the glamour realm, that will be, you know, people will wake up to that, the mistruths and kind of just the deeper truth reveal. I won't, because it's layers and levels of truth. I won't say that they're untruth, but let's say the deeper levels of truth be revealed.
Expanded version. Expanded version of our truth. I do absolutely want to say that the people that have been doing the work and working on themselves and pushing through to the other side to help get that 100th monkey turned over you're going to be seeing the rewards during this time, absolutely. And this Uranus squaring Pluto, that's going to be exact coming up this June through September, is going to set everybody else on their ear big time. And we're going to have two of those before the end of the year. So, and then we're going to have, you know, Saturn going into Scorpio, which is really going to shake up a lot of dirt and hell. Mm. But when you are living with, connected to God Source, you don't have to be afraid. You're going to be shown and told exactly where you need to be, what you need to do, and we don't have to live in fear about anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do you see this shakeup that you speak about? Where do you think some of the areas that will most likely hit?
Rebellion, people, governments, business, banking, structure, foundations. It's going to shake up the foundation of people. Their very foundations will be tested. And if they're not built on what's the truth of who they are, it's going to shake them up. And Pluto is an atomic bomb, and Uranus is thunder and lightning. And you never know when or where it's going to hit.
And, Gail, what do you feel perhaps that this is this kind of shakeup? What's the reasoning of this?
It's for people. What's happening is with Uranus and Aries, people are realizing as a collective that they are unique individuals now, and they have a right to have needs and the right to have them met.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came out of Pisces, they were no longer willing to be victims, anybody's victim. And they don't even know why they feel this, but this is what they're feeling. And they're finding that I'm a person, and if I get my needs met, then I'm going to be a better part of your group. So let's get to get in this group together. But it's all, Aries is about radical change in Mars, taking action and fighting and warring. And you kind of have to have that kind of energy, like the energy that it takes to push a seed out of the ground takes a lot of energy. So this first push is going to be a big one. And it's squaring Pluto in Capricorn, which wants things to stay status quo. And Pluto's
going to
expose
where
all of the issues that have not been on the up and up are.
Now, we have a question in the chat. So is this the end of capitalism as we know it?
You know, I know that we're going to have a shift on how everything's set up, what it will be called when it's finished. I'm not really qualified to say that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows yet. I think we're probably looking, what is it, the end of Pluto, what, 2020 or something? 2012?
Yeah, I think it's
2025, something like that, right?
Yeah. I can look really quick here.
I think that more what we call, what we'd say institutionalized.
Well, it's whatever we thought was an authority before, if it hasn't been working for the highest good of all, it will be transformed. And that's what's happening now. And this is until 2024, February.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why the guide.
So we are in an absolute period of transformation on all levels in these charts right now.
Okay.
All the outer planets are making major, major transits.
Yeah, Empress One is putting Pluto will restructure the big business and institutions, is how I perceive. Yeah, I agree.
It's also going to restructure us at our foundation and what we consider as an authority. And we're going to start learning to trust our own selves as authority. And that's what part of this Neptune and Pisces is all about. Everything's switching up, Michelle.
The other thing I want to say that I think people overlook as well is that relationships are a structure. They structure energy. There are relationships are like little institutions, if you will, little companies with their own needs and wants. So you're really, really, really going to see not just, because I know a lot of people think it's the business or it's the school or education or government or institutions, but our relationships with ourselves and others is also radically going to change. I don't know if you have any
everything
thoughts on that,
everything has to be
Gail.
In balance. Everything's having mm-hmm. to go and become in balance. In balance. And it has to become balanced now.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and
we're
that,
all equal.
I'm finding,
and we're,
key,
you
right?
know, we're all equal. We all have our own gifts and our own jobs to do here. And we're supposed to support each other in them, but not, you know, conflict with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting to the expanded version, really, of who we all are and what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. So expanding the version, how do you mean that?
Expanding the experience of who we think we are and who we really are.
Oh, I like, okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
What version am I today, you know? I mean,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
And what version am I when I act a certain way? And what version am I becoming when I act this way? And what DNA am I changing when I act a new way?
Mm-hmm. So that, and just to touch on before we close, how is this fitting in with this Uranus and Aries, with this Aries energy that we now have? Because you're seeing we're connecting more to the feminine and the magnetic and the intuitive and the sensing feeling. And then we also have predominantly this Aries energy.
Right. Well, the Aries energy has to go through the moon.
Mm. Ooh,
because,
I love that.
Because the sun... light is reflected through the moon, and so it just, this is what's switching up now. We're realizing how important the feminine energy is, and once we know what the right direction is and what's right for us and we take action, that's when we have our heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's like the feminine is the gatekeeper.
It is. It really, really
yeah.
is.
And
once you trust that gatekeeper, then you know what actions to take.
Yeah. We're aligning, our crystalline nature, we are that already, we're aligning to that. If you think about it, the crystalline or the crystal is the male, but what emanates from the crystal is the feminine.
Yeah. Yes. It's just beautiful. I mean, it really is beautiful, and it's just time for the feminine to be take her place again.
Mm.
Because we as a collective used to know what we needed to know intuitively, every single person. And it got
yeah.
shifted to where the male was more important, the technology, what you could feel, what you could feel, and we lost the feminine.
Yes, yes. Reclaiming that.
We're reclaiming,
reclaiming that.
Academy.
Well, thank you so much, Gail, for helping us connect with this insight and information. It's really been some
it's
wonderful
very
insight.
Powerful. And the one last thing I do want to say is this is mm-hmm. a part of all of our destinies right now. This is really important.
Yeah, and I love what you said about the repair. I think that
yeah.
that's, I'm going to put some energy to that. The repairing, the repatterning, I love that. That was a wonderful kernel in all of this. Let's see, to reach you for astrology readings or to connect with you even about your astrology readings or jewelry, people can go to divinemystic.com, right?
Right, they can send me an email there or they can write me at divinemystic@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for being on the program, Gail.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And thank you, everyone, for joining in this awakened conversation. Really love this. Send any emails, comments, questions that you'd like answered on air to awakenings@selfandlight.com. And, of course, until next time, continue to share your insight, share your love, and, of course, shine your light.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes.
for continued Awakened conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.